Blog Talk Radio.
108-day project. That's the topic of today's show. My name is Dr. David Orman.
And I'm Lisa Lytle. Welcome, everyone.
And we have a special, each class. Each show. I always think of this as a class because it is an educational opportunity.
It is, absolutely.
And the interesting thing is, when you look at the roots of the word doctor, or dog barking, when you look at the roots of the word doctor, it actually means teacher or instructor. Yeah, it translates as that. And I don't think that that really is kind of where medicine veered off and where natural medicine has it figured out. Where if you're educating and you're teaching and you're showing somebody else how to take care of themselves and how to, you know, max out on their life, you're doing a wonderful job versus numbing them or what have you. So as part of this process, we have decided to do what we ended up calling the 108-day project. It is new, it is free, and it is life-altering.
It is. I mean, just the few comments rolling in today on, today was day one, so it was like the grand opening, rolling out the red carpet, and the comments were stunning and heartfelt, and it's just amazing to watch when a group of committed individuals come together wanting to really create something positive. There's enough negativity in the world, so this is a chance for a group of people to come together with positive thinking. And I think the most exciting part to me about the entire project, which I've not shared with David yet, is that at a specific time every day, the group comes together in kind of like a moment of awareness where they're all either in a moment of silence, but they're sharing this daily blessing or gift with themselves.
We haven't told people what exactly it is yet.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, I hope that this generated a bunch of questions. What we decided is we want to make a difference. This is at the end of our lives, we want to say we've done things that made a difference. This is one of them. So we decided that for the next 108 days, each day we write about a specific topic. And as a group of people, we basically set that intention, set that blessing, set that dedication out to ourselves and to each other. We do it at a specific time. Each day is something new. Each day is something unique. And each day is something powerful. This type of approach has a long history of being eerily successful.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably the most famous of the, and there have been a number of studies on this, and probably the most famous are the ones from Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. where they had a group of individuals meditating throughout the day, or actually at specific times throughout the day.
Okay. Collective meditation on peace.
Right, collective meditation on peace. And what that did is reduce the crime rate 90%.
Yep.
And it just showed you what the power of energy can do, what the power of positive energy can do. And if it can reduce something inherently in there, is it can add something. So we're always looking to add something. We're looking to add health. We're looking to add abundance. We're looking to add joy, happiness. Like I said, each day there's something that we do and there's something that makes a difference in our lives and the lives of others.
Yeah, and what I was saying, too, before I realized we hadn't really described what it was we were doing, the part that I love is that coming together, that, you know, 6 p.m. Eastern time where everyone can come together in a thoughtful moment. I love the power of that. And with all of the people coming together at that one time, sending that much incredible energy out, well, to themselves, number one, and then to their loved ones, to the rest of the group, and to the greater world. I mean, it's just an incredible, powerful feeling. And I can't wait to actually experience it for the first time tonight.
It's new. It's free. It's life-altering. You can go to docwellnessworld.com/108-day-project. That's docwellnessworld.com/108-day-project. 108 is, you're typing out the three numbers, 108.
And we can put that also on the Blog Talk, can't we?
Yeah, we'll put that. We'll post that on the Blog Talk. If you're not one of the 18,000 or so followers on Twitter right now, please sign up. It's twitter.com/docwellness, and I will post that information there as well.
Yeah, and you can find us at hghplus.net, and you can find Doc Wellness again on Facebook. So just come search us out, and you can find a link to the 108-day project. We would love for you to join us, because the more people involved in this, the greater the impact it will have. And I just know it's going to be an amazing project. So excited.
It's kind of interesting because this started out of something that I would consider painful or challenging or frustrating or difficult or all of the above. We had some personal experiences that were less than enjoyable, and they seemed to come like 3-4 in a row.
Yeah.
Like in the course of about, 42 hours or something. And I thought, we're getting very upset. We're getting very discouraged. We're getting, feeling horrible. And, we're the people who lift other people up. We can't do this. So what can we do? And then we start to think, well, here's how we typically lift ourselves up. And then it's like, well, why just limit it to us? Let's get everyone who wants to be involved, involved. And I'm happy to say, partly thanks to our friend Jane Ducey, we got the numbers that we were expecting, we got, and now we'd like to go beyond them.
Yeah, definitely. To comment on what you were saying about, getting a slew of negative things coming in our energetic space, that it's such a shock when you're used to being a really upbeat, positive person, kind of have these things come into your space, and you feel like, whoa, what's going on here, I feel I can control and or create a really positive, upbeat, energetic life and space. And it started feeling like it was almost like outside of our ability to shift that. And that just wasn't okay for us.
No, it was, we were afraid to answer the phone, look at the mail. We were ready to get in the bunker there for a while. And I was like, what in the hell is going on here? And it took a little while. It took, a couple of days to make that shift. But once we made the shift, we realized, in retrospect, we could have made it, if something like this ever happened again, we can make it very, very quickly. It's not going to take a couple of days.
Right.
And we weren't the only ones. There were a lot of people. And like I said, this came up not only out of our struggles, but seeing so much anger and frustration and disillusionment and hopelessness among friends, among colleagues, on the internet, et cetera, it was a tsunami.
Yeah.
And, well, we may not be able to change the entire world or even have any impact on it, but what we do know is that we can have an impact on our own lives, and we can have an impact on the lives of other people who like what we have to say. And when that happens, we don't know what happens afterwards, because we're kind of firing the rocket off. And just like the people who are meditating at the mall in Washington, D.C. had no idea what to expect, they got 90% reduction in crime. What will we get? And that was only one day.
Yeah, exactly.
We're doing this for 108.
108 days, and after that.
Well, we'll figure something out after. We'll 109. We're not sure we'll do 109. Anyway, you've been listening to another 9 to Find show. Again, we'll have that information posted on twitter.com/docwellness. You can also go to docwellnessworld/108-day-project. You can join at any time. Today was the first day. As soon as you sign up, like I said, it's life-changing, it's free, it's new, and we will send the information out. You'll get it in your email bin every single morning.
Yep. Have a great day.
Thanks again for listening.